In the name of Jesus, amen. Didn't you wonder as you were listening to Paul read today's text if we should perhaps start a commune? Or at least sell everything and turn CTS into a monastery. And many have used this text to do just that. But that is not what it is about. It is a description of the church as an infant. And in those first days, the apostles preached. Signs and wonders were done, and there was a strong unity between those who believed it all. And they realized that what they had in common had nothing to do with tangible things, and so they sold those things. They gave them away freely to anyone who had need. And then the members of this infant church went to the temple together, and they ate together in each other's homes. They rejoiced and were thankful together about the favor God was lavishing on them. While this is a description of what Bonhoeffer calls life together, we have to be careful about how we interpret this for our life together today. Rome thought it meant one thing, which turned it into pure law. But Luther said this in response to Rome: "Now you see what a satanic game this is. This history of the apostles should not be read as simply an example of their good works or good life. Rather, in this book, Luke teaches the whole of Christendom that the true and chief article of Christian doctrine is this: we must all be justified alone by faith in Jesus Christ, without any contribution from the law or help from our work." It would be so easy to turn this text into pure law, into a list of directives and guidelines, works for the faithful, into a horizontal picture of community that thinks it can fulfill the law if it takes on poverty or some other sacrifice. But the life pictured here is really about free grace racing through the veins of a community where Christ is all in all. A life that rejoices in His works, not theirs. Bonhoeffer's little book is the proper understanding of this fellowship. And if you've not read his Life Together, I believe it would be a salutary thing to do, especially at the beginning of a year of life together in a community. It is good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. What a high privilege it is to be able to live in visible fellowship with other Christians. What a blessed gift of grace to freely receive and share God's word and sacrament as a part of our daily rhythm. To study and pray together in a stunningly beautiful place set aside just for that purpose. There is incomparable joy and strength here. this is not a perfect community. You new students will probably have one expectation after another shattered in your first months at the seminary, if they haven't already been shattered. For the devil is alive and well here. In fact, he has so much to lose here that he works overtime here. We will all be disillusioned with others. But in all honesty, we will most likely be just as disillusioned with ourselves. Our sinning brother is still our brother, and by God's grace, we stand together in his forgiveness. We have been beautifully united and defined by baptism, where the bottom line is forgiveness. This is a life where the vertical gifts of the divine service manifest themselves in day-to-day, minute-by-minute, horizontal life that flows to our neighbor. In the morning, we come together, and again at the close of the day, we praise, give thanks, hear the words of life together. We look forward to coming to the table of our Lord together. We pray for one another. We forgive one another freely. We join our psalms and hymns and spiritual songs so that we teach and admonish one another. And because Christ is dwelling in us richly, we are able to reach out to one another in his love in countless ways that are not of us. Jesus Christ is the foundation of this fellowship. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the all in all. And we therefore live as thankful recipients of what he has done, what he continues to do, and his sure promises for our future. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.